Good morning. It's Thursday. Thursdays are great. I love Thursdays. You know why, Ben?
Are you on the PR team for Thursdays or something?
Yeah, I am.
We're here with Ben, of course, from Monster and Me in Greenland Markets. What aren't you doing?
That's why I love Thursdays.
Good morning. I love Thursdays too, eh? It's like mini Friday.
It is. Thursdays are great. I feel like once I get all my work done on Thursday, it's almost like the feeling of getting all your work done on Friday. You know, because you just think like, well, it's only one more day of work. You know, it's not that
nearly
much.
Nearly there.
The plant you've brought in today for us, it looks like my skin after a good face mask.
Or a day in the sun.
How so?
It's just so, the sheen on this.
Oh, okay.
It's like pulled elastic.
So tell us a little bit about this plant. It's a big boy. It's one of the bigger ones we've had.
It's a big boy. Yeah,
it is a big boy.
Red Congo philodendron.
Ooh.
Which is a pretty slow growing plant, but these guys will like being in full sun or in a like well lit sort of shady spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're pretty versatile, which I like. Mm-hmm. I can put them just about anywhere.
No.
And they're just slow growing, low maintenance.
Nice.
An easy, nice house plant.
Nice. That's
relatable.
What I want to
hear. Okay. Yeah. Well lit, low maintenance.
Something that is coming up this Sunday that I'm sure is not low maintenance. I'm sure there was a lot of organization going into it, and we all get to enjoy it, is the As You Are Market. It's finally happening. We've been talking about it for a few weeks now, and it's finally going down. Tell us about it. Give us the spiel once again. I need to know.
That's right. So on Sunday, we've got a big market going on from 11 till 3 in the Salt District around the south part of the city. And we've got lots of market zones again. We're expecting a little bit of rain, maybe a light rain on Sunday. Uh-huh. So we've got as many indoor vendors as we can, and we're trying to shuffle a few things around at the moment to get everything indoors. But encouraging everyone to come out as they are and get involved in the market.
Hell yeah. I mean, a bit of light drizzle never stopped anyone. You know?
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll
chuck a hoodie on, you'll be fine.
Yes, you'll be monitoring the precipitation situation, I'm sure.
The weather will be coming as it is as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So will the weather.
See, that's the thing. The weather wants to come to the market, you know? Yeah. It's got to send rain down so something can reach the ground, you know?
So yesterday, of course, we talked with Nick from Cordy Roy Retro.
Yeah,
what's surprising to me is just the fact that there are so many more men who are having stalls and living their lives.
Yeah,
and so prove to me that going to markets isn't just a fiddly cottagecore womanly thing to do.
Well, I used to go to markets where I'd sometimes be the only male vendor.
Really? Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'm not a stranger to being at markets with lots of females. We found that we had a shortage of men's vintage clothing, secondhand clothing, so Cordy Roy was like the staple at the markets, providing all the goodies for the men.
Uh-huh.
And then he's encouraged a lot of other guys. Like, I think he mentioned Brotique yesterday.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And a couple of other dudes. And then, yeah, the thrifty guys are really getting into Greenland now. So
Hell
it's
yeah.
really good to see.
I will say as well, as someone who's been to lots of markets, we're the partner that is market obsessed. I've been to many. And even if it is like mostly female vendors, a lot of them have male clothes or just unisex clothes. So like, even if you go around, you're like, all these vendors seem well, I don't know if there's anything that'll be for me. There probably still will be.
Hey, clothing has no gender.
That is true. Yeah.
If you
can fit it, you can wear it.
Exactly.
If you go to a market with heaps of girls' clothes and you're a guy and you're feeling a bit intimidated or what's for me, look for Cordy Roy.
Yes.
He's a safe place.
He's a safe haven. If your girlfriend's dragging you along to the market and you're like, crap, just be like, okay, where's Cordy Roy? There might be something for me there.
Speaking of safe spaces, the plants that come into our country are preventing such a safe space being existing.
I found an article recently apparently that there's some houseplants that are technically illegal. It's one of those like technicality things.
Illegal, yes.
Because they're technically classed as new organisms and so they haven't been like gone through the legal proceedings they need to be legal. Is this something that you ever like come across or think about in your line of work or?
Yeah, well there's one Tradescantia which has become really invasive in New Zealand, which is
not good.
You find it all around rivers and some sort of parts of native forest where it's really crept in and been a real pain. So that one is really hot on DOCS list and
yep.
on the MPI's list. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these species that have been brought in illegally aren't really high risk to our environment, but they just haven't gone through the right system.
It's like they're technically illegal, but no one's really going to, like, you know, you're not going to, your house isn't going to get raided for having a particular house plant in it.
So like you were saying before, the MPI does a risk assessment and then when they realise it's low risk, I think that the heat comes off that plant.
Yeah, they're kind of just like, well, we'll get to legalising it at some point, but we're not going to care if you have it, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, that is something I've never really thought about with plants, and you probably have to think about it more in your line of work. Is there certain plants and stuff that, like, you know, don't go in certain situations because you're like, oh, that might be too invasive, or, you know, all that kind of stuff? Uh-huh. Like,
Can be. Mm-hmm. I'm training a bit of ivy at the moment in bars, which we're trying to keep out of louvers and away from lights and away
of
from
course.
Cameras, away from services and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Moving parts, doors and all that, you know. Nothing
too crazy.
Like, nothing that's illegal. Dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. That's really
well,
cool.
Well, there you go. Make sure you head on down to, as you are, if you're tuning in right now, this is your sign to do so. Sunday, July the 18th, of course, Salt District, you know the drill.
Hell
11
yeah.
a.m. to 3 p.m. Ben, whew. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
It sure is.
Do you have final words? I have been giving final words away just today on
final
the show.
Final words? Well, yeah, something I actually haven't mentioned yet is
ooh.
On Sunday, there's going to be some art walls around the Monday room.
Cool.
And some artists from the Exchange are coming down. We've been working on these art panels, which we're going to put up around this empty section on the corner of High Street and Little High's car park, right next to the Monday room. And some artists are going to come down and be working on those live. So if you're interested in seeing some live art, that will be really cool to check out.
That's so cool. I'm excited for that. It's not just a market. It's like it's a multimedia event at this point, you know?
Yeah.
So much going on.
It's an expo.
It's entertainment. It's it's selling.
It's a festival.
It's a
gala.
It's a gala. It's a
jamboree. Yeah,
it's a jamboree.
Get into it.
Enjoyment. And you can be there on Sunday. What time does it start again, Ben?
11 to 3.
11 or 3.
And come
there
as you are.
Hell
come
yeah.
As you are.
And don't let, if it is drizzling a little bit, don't let that stop you. Just chuck on a hoodie and you'll be fine.
Do you have a song request today?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's okay if you don't.
I do.
Oh, yeah? All right, hit me with it. What you got?
All Night, Romare.
All Night.
See, for the last, right. I guess it's now a month of you having a song request at the end of the segment.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
So how do you spell Who's It By?
Romare.
This behind the scenes moment. I'll just spiel. Make sure to head on down to, as you are, Sunday, July the 18th, 20 Southwark Street, 11 to 3.
All right, let's go.
There you are.